descending to 500 meters, penetrating the lower cloud cover in 3, 2, 1. You all right, Doctor?
I really wish the transporters were working.
Commander Neva will be right behind you, and you've trained for this 100 times.
I know that. But in the simulator, I didn't get squished if I pulled it the wrong time.
We're passing over the payload now. Speed is 5 km/h higher than expected and accelerating.
But you just adjust for that, right?
Aye, sir.
It's funny. It doesn't look as bad from up here. Almost looks like a regular desert.
Yeah, if it weren't for the burnt-out buildings, you could almost forget this part of Divisha was jungle and farmland a few days ago. It'll take decades to fix this.
A lot of it won't ever be fixed. 2 days in the medical tents, and I'll never forget that.
Divisha is the capital of the Paranel Forest Union. What does a natural disaster on this scale do to the whole region?
Let's worry about the people, and let the politicians worry about the politics.
500 meters altitude. I have eyeballs on the river.
What the ion wave must have done to these people. John, you've been down here in No Man's Land. You'd have my thanks if you could tell me the bodies were just vaporized.
You should double-check your equipment one more time before the DZ, man. This is Fighter Patroclus to Operational Squadron coming up on the go-no-go.
Excelsior here. This is the squadron for Op 994.
1096, ma'am.
Past 1096. Airspace is clear. Retrieval shuttle is waiting for you at Kadamatas. 1096 is a very special payload, Patroclus. Get this right. Green light here. Squadron sound off.
Fighter Arctos here, smiling down on you from on high. Major is giving me the green light.
Fighter Sojourn on your 6, Patroclus. Sorry we're late. Delivery and Op 882 ran into some choppy weather. Commander Neva is aboard. Green light.
Mission is G for go. Prepare for insertion.
Remember, that payload is the future of Divisha, and they really need one right now. Good hunting.
You're sure we just can't land?
You heard engineering tell us what the radiation would do to my fighter.
Yeah. I suppose Kestra's usually right. Just tell me when to push the button, then, John.
DZ is 30 clicks out, Doc. Mission commences automatically the instant we pass over the optimal point.
Are you telling me the bay door is just gonna open up and drop? The parachute worked. The parachute worked. I'm okay. The parachute worked. Now I'm just gonna land on the ground. And I'm all just fine.
Melissa, are you all right?
Yep. 100% parts intact.
Do you have my gear?
Should still be attached to the suit pack. You have my dune buggy?
What's it look like? Mount up. I still can't figure out why Starfleet invented these.
You know, Kestra was on the engineering team that designed them.
So what is the point of them?
She hasn't the faintest idea. Just be thankful it's radiation resistant and start the engines.
Works for me. The river is due west. I'll set up as soon as we get there. Our sensors show the payload picking up speed faster than we thought.
Do we have to keep saying the payload? It's not like we're taking the reward the Divisions are offering for this op.
Not like the Davidian reward for this op is even worth taking. Look, computer display holo projection of Davidian relief bounty number 1Z96. Skip the payload description. Just give me the reward.
For your efforts on behalf of our recovery, We invite you to take advantage of 15 credits for priority use of the Division Global Communication Net. Good luck. And from the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
15 credits? That's what, like 1 minute of compute?
Even less at scale. The government wants payloads that get electrical power running and roads cleared and pays bounties accordingly. Which is why the Excelsior keeps taking the jobs without bounties. Some of them really matter, and we're the only ones who bother.
So the divisions are callous and short-sighted.
And desperately in need of our help.
The boat's still accelerating. Better step on it.
Fair point.
And should we call the Major for an update on his end?
He'll be in the middle of his drop right now.
Still?
He had to jump with a thruster suit from much higher to get the landing precisely right.
I guess that explains why the Marines picked him for this.
How so?
Oh, the Major loves orbital skydiving. It's how he met his wife.
His wife?
Yeah, Nicole. Slow down before you drive us into the drink.
And the boat's almost here already. Come on, we have to hurry, or it's going over the waterfall with the Major and the payload on board.
You're a gizmo, madam.
I thought of it more as a doohickey. Could you hold this level? I need to zero it.
Sure, if you explain what you're doing.
This is a graviton inverting zone.
In small words?
It's a tractor beam. The boat is coming down the river. We can't go in the river.
Because the radiation would cook our insides. I understand that part.
So we need to slow the boat down and drag it over to shore while the Major retrieves the payload.
Major to shore, team.
Speak of the devil.
Neva here, Major. What's your status?
Landing was perfect, ma'am, and I'm aboard the boat. Everyone on the top deck was dead, as expected. I'm now on the lower deck, searching for the payload.
Ryan, what am I hearing in the background there?
The reason the boat's speeding up, ma'am, it's a Division pleasure boat. Not much in the way of armor, and it's been rammed by a larger derelict with bigger engines.
So the sound...
The crash caused a hull breach. My boat's sinking fast, ma'am.
Do you have the payload?
Negative, ma'am.
How deep is the water currently?
Knee-high, ma'am.
Is that...
Not great, but that's why I brought hyronalin injections.
Thigh-high now, ma'am.
What? Major, at that pace, you'll be submerged before you get out of there.
Now entering rear compartment. The rest of the deck is clear. Payload has to be in here. You have my tractor beam ready, ma'am?
Will be when you get here.
Water now waist-high and still rising. No sign of the payload. May already be submerged.
Then you're too late. Get out of there, Major.
Negative, ma'am.
What?
Major, that was not a suggestion. Abort!
That's a negative on extraction, ma'am. Payload may be afloat in one of the closets.
Major, I am not offering extraction. I am giving you a direct order to haul your marine butt to the nearest egress and make a swift...
Water now at chest, ma'am. You're breaking up. I'm losing your
signal. He cut you off.
Probably, but he knows I'd never press charges, and I couldn't prove it if he did. Assuming he lives.
Leave that to me. Is that our boat coming towards us downstream?
Yeah, I see it.
Wow, it is moving fast.
And we get one shot at it before it goes over the waterfall, 6 kilometers from here. Activating beam. Wait for it. Now!
Than my Academy combat scores.
Probably doesn't help that tracturing it just made the hull breach twice as big.
Hey! Hey!
Look, up top. It's him. He's alive.
And it looks like he got the payload.
Thank God. So just reel this boat in, Neva. Nice and gentle, and then we have an easy buggy ride to our shuttle.
Increasing power to 125%.
Sharp to Major. Sharp to Major.
Can't hear you! Come dead! Water on the top deck!
What?
I think he said there's water in the main deck.
That boat's breaking up. He's not going to make it at this rate.
140%?
You're pulling her apart.
I don't have a choice.
I'm going in. Use repulsor mode.
He can't mean that. He can't go in the water. His radiation exposure is already way too...
Geronimo!
He's fast.
What's that?
I need to keep all the huge deadly debris in this river from hitting the Major and taking him down to Captain Vex's forecastle while he swims to shore. He's getting close.
Yeah, and he's slowing down. I don't see how he can finish this swim with that much radiation damage.
At least he's keeping the payload above water.
He's distressed. Hieronolin's actually really simple. You just keep injecting it every 90 seconds until the patient either stops dying or dies.
Okay. Why are you taking off your jacket, Melissa?
Because even though you keep calling him a payload, he really is the future of Divisha. And even if they are a bunch of callous, corrupt, short-sighted moneymongers, the next generation might not be.
Doctor!
You need to run the repulsor, Neva. Keep us in one piece.
Fast. Melissa! Major!
We made it.
We ran in for the payload. Now! Yeah.
Hey there, little fella. You've got a Nana and Gramps who love you back in Katamita City. Just waiting to see you.
That was worth it, just to hear you do that voice. Now, if the future of Divisha is safe, how about some Hieronolin for me and the Major for where our last organs fail?
Right.
Neva to Excelsior. Operation 1096 completed successfully.
Good work. The moment you're extracted, I need you to take that shuttle and rendezvous with teams from the Thanatoxin and Judad relief ships.
What for, ma'am?
Operation 1147 commences in 33 minutes.
That episode of Starship Excelsior was entitled Relief Operation Div 1096. It was written by James Haney and directed and post-produced by Jim Smagata. Edison Potter played Dr. Sharp, and Kennedy played Neva, with Chris Bainbridge as the Major. John Sylvest was played by John Boss, Marine Pilot Novacek by Robert Thomas Hawk, Zat Vesant by Tess Hatton, and The Division was played by David Botcher. Original music by Samuel Gillis. Full music credits available at starshipexcelsior.com. Special thanks to Jim Spagata, St. Stephen the Martyr, and Gene Roddenberry. The Excelsior will return to the Paranel Thorius Union in 2018. From all of us at Excelsior, happy Boxing Day. This has been an Excelsior production. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are solely owned by CBS Studios, Inc. This fan production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchisee, and is a non-commercial, fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial, exhibition, or distribution is permitted.